Okay, as a Transparency International Zambia, we have made a position on the former intelligence chief who is still facing charges in our current courts of law. And our position is simply that we are quite amazed and disturbed with the fact that he's openly campaigning for the current president. And also he's on record as praising the Zambian judiciary, that is one of the best judicial systems in Africa. For us, we feel that this could be a ploy to win sympathy from the judiciary as well as the head of state, with a view maybe to trying and softening up an approach on the former intelligence chief. And we are also on record as having expressed our displeasure over the way the current president is handling the fight against corruption. Transparency International Zambia, with the other organizations last year, did take one of the cabinet ministers before a judicial tribunal. And the minister was found wanting on a number of breaches. And the president elected to reappoint that minister who had voluntarily resigned on the various breaches that she had committed. So we are seeing quite a lowered level of the fight against corruption. And we have concluded with a variety of facts that the current president doesn't seem to be very much committed to the fight against corruption in comparison to the late president, Dr. Mwanawasa. And our position is reaffirmed by the bribe payers index that Transparency International Zambia conducted, which showed that comparatively, most respondents who are citizens of the Republic of Zambia did indicate that the current president is not so much committed to the fight against corruption compared to the late president. And our appeal to the current president is that it's not very late for him to rekindle the fight against corruption, because if we harness the resources that might otherwise be lost in corruption, then those can end up being pumped into development projects. So we bemoan actually the low level of political will in the fight against corruption in our country.
Goodwill, some Zambians and some diplomats have expressed concern that President Rupiah Bande's fight against graft is at its lowest, and they have accused President Rupiah Bande of lowering the standard set by deceased President Levi Mwanawasa. Is this what you are saying?
In fact, for ourselves, we are using factual information. We are not speculating to indicate that the current president is not committed. Zambia passed the Anti-Corruption Act number 38 of 2010, which saw that the abuse of office clause was completely removed from the Anti-Corruption Act. And for us, we concluded that that was one of the hallmark indicators of lack of commitment on the part of the president, because himself, as well as the vice president, did defend the removal of abuse of office from the Anti-Corruption Act of 1996. So for us, we have no doubts that the man is not so much committed in comparison to the late president.
Patriotic Front leader Michael Sata has criticized the fight against graft. Several people have questioned the motive behind Mr. Chungu's decision to openly campaign for the president. Why do you think the president hasn't come out to explain to Zambians what is going on ahead of the general election?
Well, we can't speculate what could be the major motive behind the campaign that the former intelligence chief has launched. There could be something that may not be known to most Zambians. And this is why we have said ourselves that it's extremely most unfortunate, because Xavier Chung was one of the most wanted persons who has been accused of serious offenses of corruption in the country. And at one time, he even fled the country to live abroad. But now he has found it fit to come back and openly declare support on the president. And the president has not come out openly to indicate whether he accepts the support that somebody who is accused of corruption has publicly stated in favor of the current president. So our challenge to the current president is he should come out clean and state his position, whether he is accepting that people who have serious accusations against corruption can openly campaign for him.
Will Transparency International demand answers from current President Rupia Banda about this ongoing saga?
In fact, we have continued doing that. And we feel that since at times the president says he's committed to the fight against corruption, we'll still perhaps even find means and ways of ensuring that he comes out clean and he clears the air, whether he's for the idea that people who are accused of corruption can come out very clearly to start campaigning for him, the way the former intelligence chief is doing at the moment, which is, in our view, not extremely pleasant. He should have opted maybe to keep quiet, although we know that he has every right to express his own opinion. He has matters before the courts of law, so he can't come out to start praising the judiciary, praising the president who is supposed to preside over the fight against corruption.